V-minus 32. Private jet, Roatan, Honduras.
Hey,
Emma said softly as she saw Dan stretching himself awake in the private jet that had become his new home away from home. He had significantly overslept again, awoken by an alarm she'd set for as late as possible in an effort to give his body and mind a chance to recover from the previous day's Cuban exertions. The sheer number of hours he had slept set an expectation in her mind that a repeat of the previous day's short-term amnesia was almost certainly going to be at play.
Do you know what country we're in?
Suddenly wide awake, Dan turned around and stared at her in confusion. Honduras, obviously. Are you okay?
What country were we in yesterday?
Cuba, Dan replied. Seriously, Emma, is there something?
Last one. What country were we in the day before?
At this, Dan's expression finally reflected his tired mind's belated understanding of why Emma was asking these questions. Oh yeah, he eventually said. We were in Argentina 2 days ago, but I only know that because I remember talking about this yesterday. I still can't remember Monday at all. My head doesn't hurt like it did yesterday morning, though, so maybe I'm getting used to the strain of the telepathy? Emma's tense shoulders relaxed with this answer.
So you're not any worse, and you can remember yesterday. Maybe you just hit a mental fatigue point or something like that on Monday. I guess you can ask the messengers next time they show up. But as for today, the news from outside is that a sit-down meeting between Godfrey and Ding could be possible in the next few days. We might not have found out for sure where the triangles came from yet, but this is working, Dan. The outreach narrative the press ran with about our trip to Cuba is actually bridging the gap. I don't want to assume too much, but maybe the messengers knew you'd use the power for something like this.
I still don't think we can take it for granted that they meant to give me the power to hear other people's thoughts at all, Dan replied. Because it seems pretty damn unlikely they meant to give me the other power, and if there's been one unintended side effect of giving me the ability to hear them from afar, it's totally plausible for there to have been two. And after everything that happened with Il Diavolo, I'm never going to assume they can predict how people are going to react to anything. That's not exactly their strong suit. Emma shrugged.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I'm not being flippant or anything, but I guess time will just have to tell on that one. Right now, we have one more job to do, and that's finding out what Poppy knows about these triangles, and ideally, what the hell the Geosovs really want. Is there something underlying all of this? Or is it really just about them opposing further contact? Timo and Clark don't seem to have had any luck finding out about anything about her beyond what we already know. So this is going to be important. You're going to ask all kinds of questions, and you'll hear the answers even if no one else does. I want this trip to be over, so I can't even imagine how you're feeling when you're the one who has to do everything, but...
I'm the one who looks like I'm doing everything, Dan interrupted with a warm laugh. Don't you ever sell yourself short, Emma Ford, he added, a direct and loving nod to a comment she'd made in the other direction not too long ago. Emma smiled.
You're live in 20 minutes, by the way. Short drive to the TV studio, hair and makeup on the way. Ready to go?
I'm ready to go home. So let's get this thing done and get on our way.